is the Stay at Home Mom Yeah Right podcast. You are about to listen to my mom. Don't forget to subscribe. And if you like it, please give it 5 stars. Thank you.
Hey, everyone, and welcome to the Stay at Home Mom, Yeah Right podcast. I'm Sarah Smith, your host, and I'm thrilled to be joined by Latoya Stevenson. She is a certified confidence and mindset coach who specializes in empowering women to fully love and accept themselves. She's the author of the Best Self Journal, Mindset Planner, and the Self-Love Workbook for Black Women, which are available on Amazon. She works with individuals who want to fully love and accept themselves so they can put themselves first and make decisions that will lead them to success, happiness, and fulfillment. She does this through empowering her clients through her coaching practice, as well as through writing about self-love, self-care, and mindset. Latoya has overcome her own insecurities from childhood, so she understands how hard it can be to feel confident in yourself when the world tells you otherwise. She loves coaching about confidence, self-love, intentional self-care, and mindset because she sees so many people who have never been taught, and as a result, they end up sabotaging themselves in many ways, from their careers to their relationships to the way they treat themselves physically. Welcome to my podcast, Latoya. How are you today?
Hi, I'm great. Thank you so much, Sarah.
Thank you for coming on. What has this pandemic been like for you and your family?
You know, at the beginning, it was tough. So it was a lot of, you know, getting used to everyone being together, you know, always having to be at the house together, being able to, you know, find that level of having your alone time sometimes, you know, you really didn't have that alone time. Right. And I'm married and I have 2 children. So you can just imagine how the house was. But, you know, I feel like at the beginning, the pandemic was really like it was overwhelming. But then as we started getting used to it, I really felt like it was very beneficial for me and my family. We were able to become closer. I got so used to them being at the house with me whenever they did have to go back to school. I'm like, no. Or my husband had to go back to work. I'm like, no, because then I'm working from home. So I'm like, it's just me and the dog. Yeah. So no, it helped us become closer, and it really helped me like truly reflect on things that I really wanted in life.
Good. What are some things that you found out that you wanted out of life?
Yeah, definitely. So one of the things is just not always feeling like I have to do I don't even know how to explain it. Do the, you know, what everyone else is doing. You know, you can't live like your passions out. It's like you need to do that 9 to 5, right? And you need to make this amount of money to be happy. And you just kind of do those things. And it opened my eyes to where I'm like, this is really not what I want to do. I want to do more. I want to really enjoy what I'm doing. And that is really kind of what helped me when it came to like being a coach and just wanting more out of like helping others instead of just having that 9 to 5 of like project management, you know, is my background. So it really helped me that way.
That's excellent. Being in the pandemic has left so many overwhelmed, burnt out, and struggling. I'm sure your services have become like so needed. Can you talk about your business?
Yes. So, like you said earlier, I'm a certified confidence and mindset coach, and, I help women and men, but I really specialize in helping women, just navigate just their life. There are times that we as women just have a lot on our plates, and it's really being that mom, you know, working your 9 to 5, being a spouse and doing all of those things. And sometimes you get lost in that and really don't live out your goals or your dreams. And that's where I come into play in helping women really navigate what they want in life. They have so many aspirations, but they don't know how to move towards those. And that's where I come in and I help them.
Now, what led to your career path?
So what led to my career path actually was when I was younger, I had very low self-esteem and my self-confidence was not that great. There were many times that I didn't think I was beautiful, pretty, and just didn't really deserve just good things in life. I just always just had that like negative mindset of like, okay, you know, this is me. I dropped out of high school when I was younger and thought kind of like, oh, well, what kind of life am I going to have with dropping out of school? And it was, you know, I went to several high schools and it was just really hard to like keep up. So I eventually dropped out, did get my GED, and I didn't let it hold me back because there were so many things I wanted to do in life, but I had that thing, you know, where you think like, oh my God, I didn't graduate from high school. Everyone's going to look at me a certain way. And, you know, what can I do with a GED? You know, that was my mindset. But I knew that wasn't me. So I was able to, you know, I started going to college and, you know, taking courses and realized I want more out of life. I want to be confident. I want to feel beautiful. And I really had to teach myself that. And the way I did was I'm very strong when it comes to being an employee and doing my job to the best. You know, I'm really good at that. So I use that and I just built on that. That helped me build my confidence. Like I'm good at this and I'm going to continue to be good. And it just really helped me build it. So then it helped me in many other ways and started doing self-care, taking care of myself. And I knew so many women were in the same boat. So I knew this is what I wanted to do.
So you believe that it's that confidence is taught, it's not inborn.
Oh yeah, definitely. Confidence is something that everyone can learn. It's not like we're just born. Yes, as a child, right? You're confident, you're not scared to do anything, but then your parents are like, no, 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 don't do that. So yes, you are confident that way, but you can learn confidence. And it's something that can be taught and it does take time because we have this mindset of for so long, not believing in ourselves, not thinking that we deserve the best. And you have to change that mindset to know that why not you, you know, everyone is beautiful. Everyone deserves to have the best things in life.
Now, what are some ways parents can work with their children to build this confidence?
Oh yeah, definitely. And I love that you asked that question because I have a daughter and I have a son. And so, you know, they're very different. But when my daughter, she's 11 years old and she comes home sometimes and, you know, some girls or some boys or someone saying like, she's ugly or, you know, something like that. And it kind of reminds me of like when I'm a child, you know, when people would say mean things and then you start believing it. And I remember saying like, no, this is not going to happen. We're not going to have that cycle again because right. It happens to so many people, so many young girls, because there's sometimes a stereotype of like, well, this is what you're supposed to look like. That's what beautiful is, you know? So I'm always teaching my kids that they have to truly believe in themselves. I'm sure they're probably get tired of me all the time telling them like affirmations. I have my children create their own affirmations that they say every morning. And so that they know that they're beautiful, they're handsome, they're strong, they're smart. So things like that, I feel like is really easy for parents to start with their children.
That's excellent. That's a great way. It's usually me and my husband telling our kids every single morning.
Yes.
I like the affirmations of how they created their own.
Yes.
I love that. And it's also, as Black people, you know, I have two daughters and one son. So it's always about the hair too.
Yes.
And when I had my oldest, I was like, I'm never getting a relaxer again, because I didn't want her to grow up seeing straight hair. I wanted always to have curly hair, because straight hair is what they see everywhere they go.
Yes. Yes. You
know? So it's just like the hair, I think, is such a big part of it.
Oh my gosh. I love that you said that though, because during the pandemic, you know, we're so used to being able to go to the salon and get all this beauty done, and then you couldn't, right? So then people were panicking, like, oh my God, how am I going to get my hair done? I was that woman who I was always getting a relaxer. But during the pandemic, one of the things that I changed was I went natural. And it is something that I'm so upset that I didn't before, because it's such a beautiful thing. And I'm like, I love having natural hair. And my daughter has natural hair. And yes, so that's something that definitely changed for me in the pandemic as well.
And that's fantastic. Yeah. When I get my hair, I mean, I just got it blow dried, but like whenever I do get it blow dried out, my youngest, she's 10, and she's always like, Mom, I don't like straight hair. What? And I'm like, oh, good, it worked.
Wow.
She'll always like, no, only curly hair. Like, she's
yes,
like,
I love that.
Like braids and curly hair only. She's like, I do not like straight hair.
But yes, you know, and growing up and during our time, that's all it was. It's about having that straight hair. That's what's beautiful. And no, it's not. Embrace who you are. This is our natural state. Embrace that.
Yes. So what are three steps that you teach people to become more confident? And how can we maintain that confidence?
Oh, yeah. So I'm a firm believer when it comes to journaling. So I create journals, like you said earlier, I do sell them on Amazon, but it's also something that I provide to my clients as well. So journaling is such a powerful tool that helps with confidence, that helped me. It's a way that you are able to put your feelings on there and then really like reflect on what you've written, and then can kind of see like what those patterns are of like, maybe the negative things that you're saying about yourself, like today I felt horrible, I felt fat, or, you know, things like that. And then really reflect and look at those and see how much you are truly like putting yourself down. A lot of times it's looking at that on paper and then knowing like, I don't want to feel like this. And then with that, having those affirmations that you have when you first wake up in the morning is what I always tell my clients. When you first wake up in the morning, a lot of times it's easy to have like those negative thoughts of like, oh my gosh, I don't want to get out of bed. I feel horrible. I don't look beautiful. Have those affirmations. I am beautiful. I am powerful. I'm going to have a beautiful day. You know, just having those strong words that you say when you initially first wake up. And last is always, I always say at the end of the night is to have like the reflection actually. So having a reflection of how your day went and what you're grateful for. A lot of us forget to see how we do have things that are amazing during the day because we have so much going on. So just having that time to like reflect and see that you are a beautiful person, you are confident in what you do, and you made it through that day with being strong and being able to love yourself.
Those are great. Now, how long do people usually utilize your services? So you can get them to that point of like, oh, I don't believe in myself. I need your help to, oh, wow, I am beautiful. I am confident. Yes. I can do this.
Yeah. So the smallest like time frame I do is 3 months, because I feel like that is truly a good amount of time to really see who you are, see who you want to be, and then be that person that you truly are. And my steps are basically like the first month is really self-awareness and discovery. Not everyone really knows who they are. So you have to know who you are so that you'll know like, well, what do I really want out of life? Who am I? You know? So 3 months is really the least amount of time. And you can definitely have longer sessions because there's a lot of things that we go through. There's childhood things that come up. There's a lot of goals that people have in life. So a lot of times it's more than 3 months, but 3 months is really the key and the time frame when it comes to having that confidence and being able to do that on your own.
Now, you mainly work with women. Are you finding that it's hard for them to put their needs first of like, I do need this confidence coach because we're so busy. We're running the kids everywhere. We're Uber drivers. We're being pulled in so many different directions. Is it hard for them to make that time to invest in themselves?
You know, it is initially, but usually when they come to me, you know, a lot of times they really don't know what that time commitment really is. And it's always 1 week, one day a week for an hour. So it's not a large, you know, time commitment because of the fact that we do have a lot going on. So it's once a week, 60-minute sessions. And then if they want more than that, then they can. But it's basically a 12-week package.
Great. Now, can you talk more about your self-published workbook?
Yes. So, you know, my thing is like, I grew up like, using a diary, right? Back in the day, it was always about a diary. And I always loved doing that. And as I became older, it was journaling. And, you know, you see all different kinds on Amazon or at the bookstore. And I truly just wanted to create my own. So I could like customize it and use it, you know, just for myself, and then started giving it to like family members. And they were just like, oh my God, I love this. And, you know, my first one that I actually made was the self-love workbook for Black women, just because I'm a Black woman. And I know that a lot of African-American women struggle with confidence, self-love, and self-care. So that was my first one because I knew how I was feeling. And then, you know, with my research, seeing how many other African-American women struggle, that was my first one. So it's showing you how to love yourself, how to have those powerful affirmations, journaling, and having that self-care and self-love.
That's fantastic. Now, what do you do for self-care?
So it varies, but I'm all about intentional self-care, where I'm going to be intentional about having my self-care days, my self-care time. And one of the things that I love doing is in the morning, is a lot of times when I can really have self-care before everyone wakes up. And one of my self-care things that I do is I love tea. And so I will have my cup of tea, and I love trying different ones. And I will just have my alone time having my tea, and really like just sitting outside on the patio is self-care for me. It's not something that's really big, but it's really having that time to like be at peace and have alone time and enjoying just something small like that. then I have other days where I'm like, I want to have, something extravagant. I'm going to go and do a lovely massage, you know? So self-care varies. It could be going to hang out with, you know, one of your best friends is having that self-care. It's just enjoying yourself and taking care of yourself and not everyone else.
Now, where can people find you?
Yes. So I have a website, www.latoyastevenson.com. And you can find me there. My books are also on there as well. And there's a section for you to work with me. And that would be, you can set up a discovery call, which is complimentary. And basically when they fill that out, it's a questionnaire just saying, you know, what they're looking for in coaching, what, you know, their goals are. And then we go over that. And then we have coaching, and then they become these beautiful butterflies. I'm also on social media, and my handle is at by Latoya Stevenson. So BYLATOYASTEVENSON. And that's on Instagram, Pinterest, TikTok, and Facebook.
Well, thank you so much, Latoya, for taking your time tonight to speak with me. I appreciate it.
Thank you for having me. I love it.
Thank you.
You have just listened to the Stay at Home Mom Yeah Right podcast with my mom. I hope you enjoy listening. Don't forget to subscribe. And if you liked it, please give it 5 stars. Thank you.